President Truman famously called his Congress the Do-Nothings. Barack Obama might end up calling this House of Representatives the Undo-Everythings.
The election, we've always said, was not necessarily an endorsement of anything that the Republicans were about at the time. It was an absolute repudiation of what has gone on in this town over the last couple of years.
Eric Cantor and the rest of the GOP looking to repeal more than just health care.
No cutting, no take-backs, no do-overs. Guess the rules of the playground don't work in D.C. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 9th, and, you know, do nothing, undo everything. You know, it's snappy. It's catchy.
We're going back. We're going back. That's the theme in Washington. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but let's get a check of the morning's top news. The standoff continues this morning in Cairo.
We're going to keep going. This is our right. We have to be fighting for them. If we're not going to fight for them, who is?
It's a quieter day, but thousands of anti-government protesters remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square for a 16th day. The current Egyptian regime is digging in as well. Vice President Omar Suleiman says the government will not put up with the unrest for much longer. Suleiman went on to say Egypt is not ready for a democracy, and the next step would include the use of, quote, police tools. Despite the warning, though, there's a carnival atmosphere in Tahrir Square. Khalid Abdallah, star of the film The Kite Runner, is in the crowd and is talking to our partner, the BBC, this morning.
The people are speaking, and the Omar Suleiman, as far as I'm concerned, can say what he wants. This country is deciding its future.
This morning, Egypt's three largest unions have joined the protest. Al Jazeera is also back on televisions across Egypt after being pulled off the air last week.
It could be a change in how doctors treat early-stage breast cancer. Scientists now say a painful surgery where cancerous lymph nodes under the armpit are removed may no longer be necessary. The study says women with early-stage breast cancer who had only the lymph node closest to the cancer removed survived just as long as women who had them all removed. Dr. Armando Giuliano is the study's lead author.
I think we will see physicians do less of that operation. They'll incorporate this finding into their practice. And I think many women will be spared the operation.
About 40,000 women in the U.S. undergo the operation each year. It's been part of breast cancer treatment for a century.
And the side effects of the full removal of those lymph nodes stays with you for the lifetime.
They can,
yeah. Indeed. In Pakistan, the prime minister dissolved his cabinet this morning, part of a process to shrink his circle of advisors in response to demands to cut the budget. The Pentagon has issued a new military strategy, the first in 7 years. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says the new strategy moves the military's focus beyond Afghanistan to include the global fight against extremism and countering the rise of China in Asia. And another blizzard is moving into southern and midwestern states in the U.S. that still haven't completely dug out from last week's storm. 10 inches of snow, brutally cold temperatures expected today in parts of Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma.
I feel bad. The London and Toronto stock exchanges have agreed to merge this morning. The new exchange will be the world's largest for raw materials and the energy sector. And that may be moving markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,233. The S&P at 1,324. And the NASDAQ at 2,797.
Coming up, we're going to get into the details of that new medical finding that could change the treatment for as many as 20% of women fighting breast cancer. We'll explain that in about a half hour. He's not Ken Jennings because he's not a he. We'll talk about the new Jeopardy contestant, IBM's Watson computer. That's not a HAL 9000. It's an IBM Watson. That's later on this hour. You know who Watson is, right?
Yeah, he's the IBM computer. Oh, you mean the
guy
who
founded
IBM.
Not Mr. Sherlock Holmes'
sidekick.
That's right. Very good. Trivia question. We should have asked that.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah. But first, is the Republican agenda to improve the country or dismantle Obama's initiatives? Depends on how you look at it, Watson. More in a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.